Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Out with Dylan Evers and Brian Benn, and a couple of juniors in Owen Judy and Caleb Evers, and then Cale Rammel is our sophomore. So that's our nine varsity players.
It looks really promising to me. There's some pretty good kids there.
Yeah, we got a lot of veteran players back, and so we're excited about the opportunity.
How'd the team look over the summer and the scrimmages and so forth?
Well, there wasn't much of a summer. We just worked on ourselves, skill development, and, you know, developing our skills. And then, you know, we had a couple of scrimmages, and we were just, you know, trying to work through getting our conditioning and, you know, some of the changes that we're trying to implement.
Are we going to see any different style this year, or what do you think?
Yeah, you might. Opponent pending, our scouts, you know, our opponents will dictate how we will, you know, go about attacking them. But, yeah, you'll see some different things for sure this year.
St. Mary's, what do you know about them? Obviously, their first game, too.
Yeah, they've got you know, the big man in the middle and the Parks kid. He's about 6'10". You know, they've got a really nice point guard in Latre Williams. And Geno Johnson's a nice shooter on the outside, and Jaden Davis. So there's four core veteran guys that they got coming back, and then they got some nice players filling in, you know, with the other spots from their JV last year. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge tonight. They're very physical. They're very well coached. And, you know, we accept the challenge, and we look forward to the opportunity.
Sounds like it's going to be a great game tonight. Looking forward to it. How about your starting five?
Starting five will be Derek Judy at the point. Owen Judy and Regan Martin will round out the wings. And then our forward will be Clay Schmitz, and then the big man in the middle, Brian Benn.
Okay, sounds like a great lineup. We wish you the best, Coach.
Thank you.
That's Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Indians opening up tonight against with a very small crowd here tonight because of COVID regulations. But here at St. Mary's High School, we'll be back in just a moment right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Medicare Part D open enrollment is going on now, so it is time to review your Medicare prescription coverage. Let Kalp Pharmacy help you review your Medicare Part D options today. We will look at your list of medications and help you find a plan that is cost-effective and convenient for you. So schedule your Medicare Part D appointment by calling Kalp Pharmacy at 419-375-2092 today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Boers Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. Boers Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boers Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, and proud of our Fort Recovery Indian basketball teams. Boers Welding.
Well, back here once again at St. Mary's High School, St. Mary's Memorial High School. We're about set to go tonight. I'm Rob Weaver. Lindsey Green is our studio producer back at the station. In the JV game, Fort Recovery lost a tough one there, 40-39 to St. Mary's. St. Mary's led at the first quarter, 13-9. I think it was 13-4 at one point before the Indians scored the last five of the first quarter to get back in it. At halftime, St. Mary's led by a 20-19 score. After three, the Indians had taken the lead, 32-31. And then St. Mary's outscored Fort Recovery 9-7 in the final period of play to win by one, 40-39. They hit a free throw with 4.1 seconds to go on the clock. Fort Recovery had the ball. They came down. They couldn't get a shot off, and the game ended. Fort Recovery losing 40-39. Indians were led by Riggs Toby with 9 points. He had three threes. Reese Guggenbiller had 6 points on two threes. Caleb Evers had 8 points on 4 2-point goals. Troy Homan had a basket for 2 points. It was Wyatt Grover with a total of 6 points on a three, a 2-point basket, and one free throw. And Rex Leverett had 1 point on one out of two at the free throw line. So that's how it ended up. Fort Recovery losing the junior varsity game 40-39. We are set to go here and underway as the tap goes to St. Mary's to start the ball game. And with the ball over on the left side, they try to get it into their big guy, and I think it went off his hand, but they're going to give it to St. Mary's. It said apparently Brian Benn knocked it away. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, your friends at Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, celebrating their 40th anniversary. There's a shot up and no good by Gavin Reineke. And it'll be Fort Recovery with the basketball. Brian Benn, way outside. He'll hand off over here to Fort Recovery's Derek Judy. Judy, the point guard. On the left it goes to Clay Smith. Smith will feed off to Regan Martin. Now here's Judy down the lane. A pass to the corner to Clay Smith. Off the side of the backboard, no good. There, here's Brian Benn up, no good. Rebound Clay Smith, and no good. It rolls off the rim. Rebound comes down to St. Mary's Brandon Bowers. Again, Cal Pharmacy proud to be celebrating their 40th anniversary. And we're proud to have Cal Pharmacy in the Fort Recovery community. There's a shot up and no good. They're going to call a charge on Jaden Davis. He hit the basket, but the official is taking it away because of the charge call. So it's still nothing here in the first quarter. Again, I'm Rob Weaver with Lindsey Green, our studio producer tonight. Jay County Girls game is being aired on our other stations at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. Regan Martin on the left. He'll drive in, puts it up and no good. Rebound out of bounds off of St. Mary's. Fort Recovery will get the basketball. That went off of the big guy, Austin Parks, who's 6'10". I had to chuckle. They list his height as 6'9 and a half. I don't think I've ever seen in high school a half of an inch on a score sheet, but there it was. Clay Smith missed the free throw. Rebound comes down to Owen Judy. First time Owens touched the ball. Back outside to Derek Judy. Derek dribbles, goes in, passes off to Brian Benn. Reverse layup is good. Brian Benn hits the first basket for the Indians. I wish you could see the scoreboard here. It is an unbelievable scoreboard here at St. Mary's. Here's an outside shot, no good. Rebound comes down. Should be Fort Recovery's ball. Yes, it went off the fingertips of Austin Parks over the back of Brian Benn. No foul, but ball goes to the Indians. Now, what's the confusion here? The official's waiting for something. Clay Smith will toss it in to Derek Judy. Judy comes down across the timeline. Dribbles in, feeds over to Regan Martin. There's Clay Smiths. Smiths top of the key, hands off. In the corner, there's Regan Martin missing one. Hit the rim, or hit the backboard, rather. Here comes St. Mary's down. There's going to be a foul on Owen Judy. They say he reached in and fouled Latrae Williams. This scoreboard is unbelievable. I mean, it's a college, at least a college-level scoreboard, I'd say that. Free throws up and no good by Latrae Williams. He'll have one more. He's a 5'11 senior on this squad. Don't forget, for handicap medical equipment, depend on Calp Pharmacy. They are Handicap Medical Equipment Center, located at the south edge of Fort Recovery on State Road 49, State Route 49 in the Industrial Park. Calp Pharmacy's Handicap Medical Equipment Center. Derek Judy back outside to Clay Smith. 2-1. Second free throw was good by Latre Williams a moment ago, so Fort Recovery leads 2-1. There's the ball tipped out of bounds. It went off of Jaden Davis of St. Mary's. Have some subs coming in. No, they gave it to, they say it went off for recovery. So give it to St. Mary's. Cale Rammel just came in for Fort Recovery. And so did Gavin Toby. So those two are in. Clay Smits and Regan Martin are out. Cross-court pass over on the right side, back out top. Over on the left, back on the right it goes to Latre Williams. Williams wears number zero on his uniform. Over on the right side, there's Jaden Davis. He'll drive in, beat the defense, and scores. Jaden Davis went right around Cale Rammel and scores. And now Fort Recovery turns the ball over. And the Indians are trailing here 3-2 after that basket by Jaden Davis. Throwing the ball in, here's Davis for St. Mary's. Comes in to Latre Williams. Opening game of the year for both these teams here tonight, St. Mary's and Fort Recovery. Inside, up and in. Jaden Davis scoring right in the lane to make it. Now a score of 5-2. And there's a three-point basket, up and good. Cale Rammel drills a three-pointer. Way to go, Cale. And St. Mary's has the basketball back. Second basket of the evening for the Indians, and we have a tie score, 5-5. And St. Mary's threw it away, picking it up as Gavin Toby races down. Up, oh, no good off the glass. And there's a foul on St. Mary's as Owen Judy got the rebound, and he'll be at the free throw line with two shots. Owen Judy, only a junior. He's one of the rarities on these team. This team, they have a lot of seniors on this ball club, but Owen hits the free throw. Get his first point of the year. Makes it 6-5. The Indians take the lead for the second time tonight. This is up, and it is good again. Owen Judy makes it 7-5. Judy with 2 points on the evening. And St. Mary's with the basketball, and they throw it away. Latre Williams passed over on the wing to Jace Turner, and it was just out of his reach. Dan Hagemeyer, the coach of St. Mary's. Again, he's quite a coach, quite a guy. And his teams are always tough. Owen Judy, top of the key, right side it goes. On the left, there's Owen Judy in the corner, stolen away from him. And now Owen tries to get the ball back, and he reaches around Latre Williams and is called for a foul. That's his second foul, and he didn't need to do that. He will go out of the game. Owen Judy picks up his second personal foul. Regan Martin comes in. Judy goes out. And also coming in for the Indians was Dylan Evers. Dylan Evers in the lineup now. Brian Benn went out briefly. Inside to the big guy, Parks, and he is fouled. Austin Parks, 6'10", and only a sophomore, fouled on the play. Oh, they're going to call that a shooting foul? You got to be kidding. I guess they're not kidding. He's at the free throw line with two shots. Calp Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. This one's up and no good. Take advantage of Calp Pharmacy's weekly prescription program that will deliver your prescriptions to you right to your home on a weekly basis. That's Calp Pharmacy, Fort Recovery, also in Bern, Indiana, and Union City, Indiana. And the second free throw is good. He hit one of two. And now Fort Recovery with the basketball. Indians still lead 7-6. Derek Judy out front with the ball at the center circle. Dribbles down towards the hoop, puts it up, missed it. Partially blocked. Rebound comes to Kale Rammel. Over in the left corner, there's a three-point shot. It's no good by Dylan Evers. Rebound comes down to St. Mary's. Indians lead 7-6. St. Mary's has a chance to take the lead here. Out front is Latrae Williams. He tries to drive in. The ball is stolen away from him. Down to Derek Judy for an easy basket. I say that, but it almost popped out of there. Judy gets his first basket of the evening. And the Indians expand their lead to 9-6. Inside the Parks, he'll stop, he'll turn, he'll score. Nice move by the postman, Austin Parks, at 6'10". He's got, for a sophomore, he's looking really good. Gavin Toby tries to pass outside. It's stolen by Latrae Williams. He'll come down, hands it off, and it's up and good by Brandon Bowers. Coach Jim Melton wants timeout. Indians still in the lead here, but the lead has... No, I take that back. That gives St. Mary's the lead. St. Mary's in the lead 10-9 here in the first quarter, brought to you by Calp Pharmacy. We'll be back in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Portside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Rob Weaver back here. We're also on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. Neil Spencer, the engineer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. And Lindsey Green is our engineer for WPGW Radio. Derek Judy down the lane. He'll put it up and no good. Rebound comes down to St. Mary's. With the board there was Brandon Bowers. He'll pass off down to Parks. Turns, fires, and hits. Austin Parks. He's got a nice touch for a 6'10 guy. Down comes Fort Recovery. Regan Martin tried to pass to Brian Benn, and the pass was intercepted. St. Mary's with the basketball. St. Mary's leading 12-9 now after the Indians had the lead. There's a drive to the hoop. It's up and in. Scoring on the play was Latrae Williams. Yeah, that makes the score now 14-9. The only thing I don't like about this scoreboard. Over on the left, Regan Martin firing and missing. Three-point shot. Rebound comes down to St. Mary's. Jaden Davis. Only thing I don't like about this scoreboard, as soon as a player scores, they put his picture up on the scoreboard and take the score away. So you have to wait for the score to come back. Brian Benn rebounds a missed shot by St. Mary's, and here is a blocking foul on St. Mary's. Jarek Judy drew the foul as he crashed into Latrae Williams, but they give Williams with the foul and Derek Judy at the free throw line. Nope, not the 1-1 yet. Fort Recovery with the ball out of bounds. Kale Rammel will toss it in here for the Indians. Lobs it in to Brian Benn. Back to Kale. Kale stepped on the end line. Turnover on Kale Rammel. Kale Rammel, quite a talented young man. He's only a sophomore. 14-9, Indians trail by 5 here in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter. Again, celebrating their 40th anniversary, Calp Pharmacy. Over on the left side it is to Gavin Reineke. Back around the horn. Over on the right it goes. In there now is Braden Himmelgarn for St. Mary's. Himmelgarn gets it back, fires a three-point shot, no good, in and out. Rebound, Clay Smits. Smits will bring it down across the timeline. He will pass off to Derek Judy on the right. Back to Smits, top of the key. Clay looking for a teammate, decides to dribble now. Goes inside, tries to dump it off to Brian Benn. Brian has trouble and threw it away. And time runs out. First quarter comes to a halt with St. Mary's in the lead. 14-9 over the Fort Recovery Indians here After one quarter of play in this new season, 2020-2021 season, we'll be back in a moment right after this.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at St. Mary's Memorial High School, the home of the Rough Riders, and Fort Recovery has the ball to start the second quarter. Right side to Derek Judy. Derek drives in the lane. He'll pops the shot and got it. Nice shot by Derek Judy over the top of a taller player. And that's Derek's second basket of the evening. And it's now 14-11. Indians trail by three. Rough Riders with the ball. Braden Himmelgarn, he'll pass off to Brandon Bowers. Outside shot is up. No good by Jaden Davis. Rebound comes down to Derek Judy. Opposite side of the shooter. Judy goes down the lane. There's a foul on Davis. Did not hit the basket, but Jaden Davis is charged with the foul. And Derek Judy will go to the free throw line, a chance for him to get his sixth point of the night. Bring the Indians closer here. We trail by three. Thanks again to Calp Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Calp Pharmacy, don't forget they have two locations in Indiana besides their Fort Recovery location, Bern and Union City, Indiana. Calp Pharmacy, their 40th anniversary going on now. Derek Judy hits the first free throw. Make it 14-12. Indians down by two. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. This one's no good off the back of the rim. Rebound, Jaden Davis. Right side it goes. Latrae Williams to Davis. Back to Williams. Williams out front. Working against Regan Martin. He'll pass over to Davis. Back out top to Brandon Bowers. Bowers goes to Parks over on the left side. There's Latrae Williams, and he hits a three. Latrae Williams, a 5'11 senior, drills a three. And that puts the Rough Riders up now by a score of 17-12. Regan Martin with the ball, and he's fouled from behind. Trying to reach around was Braden Himmelgarn for St. Mary's. We'll be at Monroe Central, we hope. I'll tell you, with the way things have been going here recently with COVID-19, you just never know. But we hope to be at Monroe Central next Friday when the Indians play Monroe Central. They picked up that game after the Jay County game was canceled. Here is a drive to the hole by Clay Smits, and he's fouled by Parks. And Clay will be at the free throw line. Clay Smits at 6'4", Parks at 6'10". So Clay did a nice job of just taking the ball right to the hole against Parks. He puts the free throw up, and he got it. Makes it 17-13 now. He will have one more. That's his first point of the evening. Clay with the basketball again. Goes up, and it's good. That makes it 17-14. Indians are down by two. With the basketball is Latrae Williams. He'll pass over on the left side to Gavin Reinicke. Reinicke goes inside to Parks. He'll stop and fire and miss. Rebound, Clay Smits. Spitz brings it down across the timeline. He'll pass to Brian Benn. On the left, Derek Jeudy on a three. Does not go off the back of the rim. Rebound, Clay Spitz. Here's a reverse layup by Regan Martin. Can't get it to go down. Rebound, the big guy, Parks of St. Mary's. Fast break, and they've got an easy one up and good. Brandon Bowers on a two-point basket on a layup. So St. Mary's expands their lead. Regan Martin with it for Fort Recovery on the right. 19-14 is the score on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Rough Riders on top by five. There's Regan Martin, three-point shot. No good. He looked real comfortable on the shot, but it just wasn't there. Rebound comes to St. Mary's. On the left it goes. With the ball is Jaden Davis back outside to Latre Williams. Williams backs it up now. Passes over on the right side to Gavin Reineke. Back out top it goes to Jaden Davis. On the left to Latre Williams. Three-point shot is no good. Rebound, Brian Benn. Dumps it out to Regan Martin. Ball's tipped away from Regan, but Fort Recovery keeps it. Down to Clay Smits. He goes in, and it's blocked. But Fort Recovery's Gavin Toby got it back, and he scores. Gavin Toby gets his first basket of the evening. And that cuts the Fort Recovery deficit to 19-16. Indians trail by three in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Don't forget, depend on K&L Tractor Sales and Service for New Holland and Claus Farm Equipment. There's a three-pointer up and good by Jaden Davis. Down to Derek Jeudy with the ball. He'll come in, feed on the left side to Regan Martin into Brian Benn. Benn works against the big 6'10 guy. Can't get it to go down. Got his own rebound. Back up. Missed it again. Rebound comes down to Latre Williams. Another fast break going. And a dunkaroo for Brandon Bowers of St. Mary's. Dunked the basketball. That's his sixth point of the evening. That makes the lead 24-16 now. That's the biggest deficit for Fort Recovery. Regan Martin with the ball, and Regan Martin's going to be called for an offensive foul. Regan Martin called for an offensive foul, shoving off. He comes out of the game. So, let's see who came in there. Owen Jeudy came back in for the Indians. Trailing by 8, 24-16. St. Mary's running with the ball here, and they're doing pretty well. Inside is tipped away and stolen. Clay Smits knocked it away from Brandon Bowers. Here come the Indians with the basketball. Derek Jeudy with it on the left. He stutters, drives in, feeds off to Brian Benn. Stuffed. Benn got it back, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. So Brian Benn will go to the free throw line. That's the second foul on the big guy, 6'10", Austin Parks. I wouldn't mind getting him out of there. Coach Hagemeyer might take him out here. Brian Benn puts it up and in on the first free throw, making it 24-17 now. Indians down by 7 in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. This one's up, and it's good again. Brian Benn with 4 points on the evening, and I tell you, they're working against a 6'10 guy. I mean, he has to really work hard to get those points. And St. Mary's has the ball tipped away. I didn't see it, but apparently it happened because the Indians aren't arguing the fact. Tossing it in here will be Jaden Davis. He's got a nice brother who plays on the reserve team. Out front, Latre Williams with the basketball. Right side it goes to Jaden Davis. Pops a three and missed. Rebound out of bounds. He's going to get it. Fort Recovery, they say. Catching it last was Braden Himmelgarn of St. Mary's. Coming to you tonight from the home of the Rough Riders, St. Mary's Memorial High School, a beautiful new high school, only a few years old. Beautiful gymnasium here. There's more. They let more people in tonight than I thought they were going to. So it's not just restricted to parents tonight. They have more people in here than that. There's Cale Rammel connects on a three-point basket. Way to go, Cale. Makes it now. That's what Cale's in there for, is to score 24-21. And the Indians try to steal the ball, and they do. Give Owen Jeudy credit for causing that, along with Clay Smits. Derek Jeudy comes racing down, and he is fouled. Now on St. Mary's on Braden Hamilgar. New Holland Tractors from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery offer increased power and fuel efficiency with leading-edge technology. New Holland, available from K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Here's Derek Judy with two free throws. The first one's no good. He will have one more. He is one out of three from the line so far tonight. Owen Judy and Brian Benn both go out. Gavin Toby comes back in, and so does Dylan Evers. That free throw is no good again. So he's one out of four so far for Derek Judy. Come on, Derek, man, you can do better than that. He will. I know he will. Fort Recovery on defense now. Latrae Williams with it out front. Over on the right side, little give-and-go action. No shot there, though. Here's a shot up and good by Brandon Bowers. He has 8 points to lead the Rough Riders in scoring. That makes the score now the St. Mary's Rough Riders in the lead, 26-21. Have 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Cale Rammel with it. Back to Gavin Toby. Gavin will hand off to Clay Smits. Right side it goes. Dylan Evers back outside. It goes to Derek Judy. Judy to K.L. Rammel. Rammel comes in, feeds underneath. Wide open is Dylan Evers, and he scores. He walked a little bit, but we'll take the basket. Layup for Dylan Evers. That's his first basket of the night. It's 26-23 now. Indians only down by three. Right side is Latrae Williams. Oh, a nice fake. He drives to the hole and puts it up and in. Williams scoring. He has 8 points on the night. There's a foul called on Latrae Williams, his second personal foul. So Dylan Evers goes back to the line again. Come on, Dylan, let's get these this time. Only 1 for 4 for Dylan on the night so far. I'm sorry, this is not Dylan Evers. This is Derek Judy, I should say. Derek Judy misses the free throw on the 1-1. 1 for 5 for Derek Judy now. Right side to Latrae Williams. Williams will feed over on the right wing. It goes to Gavin Reinicke. Reinicke will dump it out. There's Davis firing. It's up and no good. Rebound battled for, and they're going to say it went off of Braden Himmelgarn of St. Mary's. Missed shot there again by Jaden Davis of St. Mary's. Scores 28-23. Indians down by 5 here with about a minute to go in the second quarter of play on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI, built tough with poultry growers in mind and available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery, Ohio. On the left, there is Derek Judy driving in, feeds in the corner to Owen Judy, who scores on the three-pointer. There he goes. Owen Judy can really drill those threes if he gets the opportunity. That's his first field goal of the evening. He has 2 free throws for 5 points now for Owen Judy. And now it's only a 2-point game, 28-26. Junior varsity game was very competitive with St. Mary's winning 40-39. Here's a feed to the big guy, and he missed the easy shot. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Derek Judy comes down. Long shot at the gun, no good, and that's the end of the quarter. Indians trail 28-26. They outscored St. Mary's in that second quarter, 17-14, to cut the lead to 2 points. St. Mary's 28, Fort Recovery 26 at the half. Again, our second quarter has been brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? See Artsway Portable Grinder Mixers, the feed industry's gold standard, available from K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. That's Artsway. And again, thanks to K&L for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll return with a look at the halftime scoring in just a moment, right after we pause for this.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What defines an effective true vertical tillage tool? The new Great Plains TurboMax does. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seedbed and delivers the desired residue coverage without creating compaction. Call K&L Tractor Sales today or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio to see what the TurboMax can do for you. K&L Tractor in Great Plains, harvest starts here.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Kelp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Seat Lift Chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose a perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
That young man belongs in radio, doesn't he? Hey, it's halftime here. Fort Recovery with a deficit of 28-26 at the half. I'm Rob Weaver. Lindsey Green's our studio producer at the radio station in Portland. And Neil Spencer is the producer here for FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. Again, we hope next Friday to be able to bring you the Fort Recovery at Monroe Central game, and again, we'll have that for you at 100.9 on the FM dial next Friday. I did just get an obituary from Brockman Beckman that I'll pass along to you folks who may not have heard about this, and that is the passing of Alvin Timmerman. Again, this just into us here this evening, if we can get the right text to come up here. I want to thank the folks at Brockman Beckman for keeping us informed about all these unfortunate happenings. Alvin Timmerman, age 86, of Portland, passed away. That was today at Persimmon Ridge in Portland. He was born in Coldwater. In 1954, he married Rose Timmerman, who survives. Also surviving are Alvin and Rose's 5 children. That includes Linda Hicks of Bern. Also Michael Timmerman of Portland. Also Kenneth Timmerman of Cincinnati. Karen Till of Fort Wayne. And Kathleen Gerke of Antwerp, Ohio. Also his sister survives. That's Kathy Wendell of Wendelline. 15 grandchildren survive as well. The Master Christian Burial will be at 10:30 on Tuesday of next week at the Mary Help of Christians Catholic Church in Fort Recovery. And as far as any calling will be from 4 to 7 on Monday at the Brockman Beckman Funeral Home in Fort Recovery, and also on Tuesday morning from 9:30 to 10 at Brockman Beckman in Fort Recovery. Contributions may be directed to the Alzheimer's Foundation. Again, the passing of Alvin Timmerman, age 86, of Portland, who passed away today at Persimmon Ridge in Portland. So that just into us from Brockman Beckman in Fort Recovery. We'll be back with the halftime scoring here from St. Mary's High School right after we pause for this.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coors Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. Coors Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Coors Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian basketball teams. Coors Welding.
Appreciate the support of all of our sponsors, including Mr. Steve Vohr there of Vohr's Welding and Steel. In the JV game, first of all, we'll take a look at that tonight. Fort Recovery lost a heartbreaker, 40-39. St. Mary's scored a free throw, hit a free throw with 4.1 seconds to go in the game. And then Fort Recovery came down and didn't even get a shot off. They had I couldn't quite see what happened, but either a block shot or a ball that was knocked away. But the Indians did not get a good shot off, and the game ended. St. Mary's winning 40-39. They led 13-9 at the first quarter. St. Mary's led by one at halftime, 20-19. Indians led by one after three, 32-31. And again, St. Mary's outscores us 9-7 in that last quarter to win by 1 point. Fort Recovery was led in scoring by Riggs Toby. He had 9 points on the night with three threes in the game. Caleb Evers had 4 2-point goals for 8 points. It was Landon Post picking up 7 points on a 3-point basket and 2 2-point goals. Wyatt Grover ended up with 6 points on a 3, a 2, and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. And Reese Guggenbiller had 6 points on 2 threes. Troy Holman had 2 points, and Rex Leverett with 1 point, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. We only had 4 free throws, hitting 2 out of 4 on the night for the junior varsity. Again, they were led by Riggs Toby with 9, Caleb Evers with 8 points. Chipping in with 7 points on the evening was Landon Post. 6 points apiece for Wyatt Grover and Reese Guggenbiller. 2 for Troy Holman and 1 for Rex Leverett. In the varsity game, Indians trailed 14-9 at the first quarter. We did lead at times in that first quarter, but couldn't hang on to it. And then at halftime, the Indians trailed 28-26. Fort Recovery outscoring the Rough Riders 17-14 in the second quarter to cut the lead to 2 points. Indians, though, led in scoring in the first half of play. It was pretty well divided up. 6 points for Cale Rammel on 2 threes. Owen Judy had 5 points on a 3-point basket and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. Derek Judy had 5 points on 2 2-point baskets and only 1 out of 5 at the line for Derek in that first half. Gavin Toby had 2 points on a 2-point goal. Clay Smits had 2 points on 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. Dylan Evers had 2 points on a 2-point goal. And Brian Benn had 4 points. Brian had a 2-point goal on 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. For St. Mary's, they're led by Brandon Bowers, who had 4 2-point baskets for 8 total points. Austin Parks, their big 6'10 guy, has 5 points at halftime on 2 2-point goals and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. Jaden Davis with 7 points on 2 2-point goals and a 3-pointer. And Latre Williams, he has a total of 8 points on the evening on 2 2-point goals, a 3-pointer, and 1 out of 2 at the line. So their scoring was pretty well evenly divided up, and we're ready to go with the third quarter. Brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. St. Mary's has the ball. There's an outside shot, no good on a 3, and it goes out of bounds. Missing that was Gavin Reineke. A lot of great Reineke players down through the years in this area. 28-26. Indians have a chance to tie the score. With the balls, Derek Jeudy. He'll pass on the left to Regan Martin. Back out to Clay Smits. Clay will drive to the hole and miss the shot. He's fouled by Parks, and that's number three on him. The 6'10 guy has three fouls. No, they didn't give it to him. They gave it to Gavin Reinicke instead. So a break there for St. Mary's. Here's Clay Smits up and no good. He misses his first free throw tonight. He's two out of three now at the line. One more for Clay. And this one is no good again. Indians had a chance to tie there and couldn't get the free throws to go down. St. Mary's with the ball. Parks with it. Back outside it goes. Back to Parks. Working against Brian Benn. Throws it away, but oh, St. Mary's got it back. Open three-point shot is way off the mark by Jaden Davis. Indians with the basketball. Derek Jeudy comes down, top of the key. And he's going to be fouled by St. Mary's. That's the third foul on Latre Williams. And he goes out of the game. That's a good thing for us. He's a pretty good player. Braden Himmelgarn will come in for St. Mary's. Derek Jeudy will try to get it into Brian Benn. And Brian, I think, what are they going to rule? Wow, I think we got a break on that one. They ruled that St. Mary's touched it last, so Derek Jeudy will toss it in again. Derek slaps the ball, looking for a teammate. Goes out to Regan Martin. Martin drives in, passes to Brian Benn, wide open from the opposite side, and lays it in. Way to go, big guy. Brian Benn scoring to give him 6 points on the night, and we've got ourselves a tie game at 28-28. 28-28 the score. And here is Derek Jeudy tying up Brandon Bowers. And the ball will go to Fort Recovery. So that's a turnover. Way to go, Derek. Clay Smits will toss in to Derek Jeudy. Rough Riders coached by the famed Dan Hagenmeyer. Here's Regan Martin back outside. Owen Jeudy, a three-pointer. Bingo! Owen Jeudy, a great shooter. Gives him 8 points on the night. That was for you, Brother Peyton, if you're out there listening. The Rough Riders with the ball. They trail now. Fort Recovery 31 and St. Mary's 28. Into Parks, double teamed. Outside shot is no good. Rebounds tapped around. And Jaden Davis came up with the basketball. Davis will come in now, scoops it up and in. Off the glass and down in. Timeout is going to be called here by Fort Recovery as the Indians still lead, but only by one, 31-30. We'll be back in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Well, Coach Jim Melton was very animated there on that timeout. He was not a happy camper. So we'll see if the Indians respond to that encouragement. Derek Jeudy threw it away. Tried to get it into Brian Benn. There's a foul called on Owen Jeudy. That's his third personal foul as he reached in on Jaden Davis. See if he's going to stay in there. He Brian Benn will go out. Cale Rammel comes in. Derek Judy goes out. Gavin Toby comes in. Owen Judy stays out there. Here's a pass going into the 6'10 kid. And the foul's called on Owen Judy. That's his fourth. He will have to come out. Doggone it, Owen. Ah, boy, that cripples us without him in the lineup. Dylan Evers comes back in the game for Fort Recovery. St. Mary's with the basketball. Parks inside, turns, fires, hits, and he's fouled by Clay Smiths. Parks scores to make it a 32-31 Rough Rider lead now. They take the lead right back after we led 31-28 briefly. Parks at the free throw line, puts it up there, and he got it. He is a smooth 6'10 kid, and he's only a sophomore. My, oh, my, he's going to be a load when he's a senior. Here's Cale Rammel with the ball out front. The pass over on the right to Gavin Toby. Toby, cross-court pass to Regan Martin, back out to Cale Rammel. Rammel back to Martin on the left, goes inside to Clay Smith. Reverse layup is blocked, and a foul's called on Clay Smith. Yep. Clay Smith thought he had a clean jump ball. That's number three on Clay Smith, and he will leave the game. Derek Judy and Brian Benn both come back in. And Clay Smith and Dylan Evers both go out. 33-31, Rough Riders lead by two. 4:53 to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter. You'll find the Farmer's Friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Inside it goes. Ball's tipped away by Brian Benn, but St. Mary still comes up with it. Here's a drive underneath. No good, and a foul's called on Cale Rammel. Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. They encourage you to take your children to see Santa Claus tomorrow at the Santa House at the Van Freese Park. That'll be from 11 to 1 tomorrow, I believe the time is. They're at the Santa House at the Van Trees Park. Girl Scouts are coordinating that, and they do a great job. First free throw is up and good, and so is the second one. As Jaden Davis hits his first free throws of the evening to make it now, the Rough Riders leading 35-31 on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. Don't forget, you can find out all the employment opportunities at Cooper Farms by going to the cooperfarms.com/careers. That's cooperfarms.com/careers. And Fort Recovery just threw the ball away and out of bounds, turnover, and Coach Jim Melton calls another timeout. The score is 35-31. The Rough Riders leading by four with 4:18 to go here in the third quarter of play on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. We'll be back in just a moment.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risk of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you'll face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside our fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Well, this old evening rolling along here real quick. Only about 8:15, and we're halfway through the third quarter here. St. Mary's with the basketball in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Into Parks, the big guy, dribbles, passes back outside, back into Parks. Brian Benn guarding him. He misses the shot. Rebound, Cale Rammel. Dumps it over to Derek Judy. Judy brings it down the middle. Lost the handle on the ball. Picked up by St. Mary's. They've got a fast break going the other way behind the back pass. It's up and no good, and a foul's on Fort Recovery. As missing the shot there for St. Mary's was Brandon Bowers. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians in tonight's basketball game from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banta. Dr. Banta's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. Go get 'em, Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta. Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. First free throw by Brandon Bowers is no good, and the second one is good. That makes it 36-31. Rough Riders lead by five. Fort Recovery with the ball. Dylan Evers on the left to Regan Martin. Cross-court pass to Kale Rammel. Rammel to Derek Judy. Feeds to Regan Martin. Open from three. Can't get it to go down. Rebound comes to St. Mary's. As Brandon Bowers pulled down the board. Here's Jaden Davis on the left side. It goes to a new guy in there, Braden Sullivan. Outside, three-point shots, no good. Rebound, Brian Benn. And here come the Indians, trailing here 36-31. Inside, there's an open shot. Oh, it's partially blocked maybe. Dylan Evers had it almost in, but it came out. Looks like the big guy got a swipe of it. Big 6'10 Austin Parks. St. Mary's with the ball. They lead by five in the Cooper Farms third quarter. There's traveling called on St. Mary's, Braden Sullivan. You know, for your corn marketing needs, if you'd like to sell your corn to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, just give them a call at 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. Indians trailed by five at the first quarter, 14-9. They trailed by two at halftime, 28-26. They're down by five again here at 36-31. Their biggest deficit at one time was 8 points. I believe it was 24-16 at that point. Derek Judy with the basketball out front, and Coach Melton wants timeout. Timeout, Jim Melton. Indians with 2:30 to go in the third quarter, trail by five, 36-31.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Well, I honestly thought we'd have a little higher scoring game than this, 36-31. Kind of headed for a game in the 50s, it looks like. 2:30 to go here in the third quarter on the Cooper Farms scoreboard. Indians trail by five, 36-31. Regan Martin, he'll pass off, and it's deflected out of bounds by Gavin Reineke of St. Mary's. Derek Judy will go down on the baseline and toss it in. Goes to Clay Smits. Smits dribbles, feeds back out to Regan Martin, doesn't take the shot. Dumps it to Brian Benn. He's guarded by Parks. Back outside to Clay Smits. On the left side it goes to Derek Judy. Now here's Clay Smits. Smits has the ball knocked away. Turnover Indians. That hurts when you don't get a shot, and we didn't get one there. St. Mary's with the basketball. Jaden Davis with it. He'll dribble on the left side. Over in the corner, back out to Davis. Now he feeds to Brandon Bowers. Bauer goes to Parks. One of their stars, Latrae Williams, is on the bench with three fouls. Here's a three-point shot, good, by Gavin Reineke. It's the first basket of the evening for Reineke. That makes the score now. Rough Riders leading 39-31. Derek Judy with the basketball to K.O. Rammel. Rammel top of the key, feeds back to Derek Judy. Judy back to Rammel on the right side. Hale dribbles in, feeds underneath to Brian Benn, goes around the big guy and scores on him. How about that? Brian Benn beating a 6'10 kid. And Brian now has a total on the night of 8 points with his third 2-point goal. He has two free throws to go along with that. 39-33. Indians need to cut the lead some more here. St. Mary's with the ball. Over on the left, inside to Parks, the big guy. No opening there. Back outside it goes. Here's Jared Davis. Over to Sullivan. And timeout is called by Dan Hagemeyer of St. Mary's. So 30-second timeout for Dan Hagemeyer of St. Mary's. We'll return with more here in just a moment on PG-14 J Country 101.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Kudos to the crew that made that.
Again, our third quarter sponsor is scoreboard sponsor Cooper Farms, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Latre Williams is back in the lineup now. Coach Hagemeyer apparently had seen enough without Williams. And he only has three fouls, so it's not like he's in horrible position. He just needs to be careful. Trey Williams being guarded by Regan Martin with 20 seconds to go here. Left side. Now there's Parks with the ball. Goes down the lane, and he is fouled by Clay Smits. Number four on Clay Smits. Doggone it. We got Owen Judy with four. Clay Smits with four. Going to the free throw line is the big guy, Austin Parks. Puts the first one up, and it's an air ball, no good. Scores 39-33. Indians are trailing by six. Parks with one more. Bounces the ball, lets it fly, and that one's no good again off the back of the rim. Down comes Fort Recovery real quickly. Kale Rammel underneath, and he lost the ball out of bounds. There was just no opening there for him. And he lost the ball out of bounds. And Brian Benn will go out, and in comes Dylan Evers for the Indians. So we have Kale Rammel, Dylan Evers, Derek Judy. Indians pressing full court here. Gavin Toby and Regan Martin, and they just called a foul on Gavin Toby. Nope, take that back. They just said it was knocked out of bounds. No foul. 39-33, Rough Riders lead by six with 4 seconds to go in the third quarter of play here. Latre Williams has it knocked away, and that's the end of the quarter. After three, Indians trail by six, 39-33. So we lost a little bit of ground there in that third quarter with St. Mary's outscoring Fort Recovery 11-7. And now it's a six-point lead. Trailed by two at halftime, now it's six. We'll be back with our fourth and final quarter. Thanks to Cooper Farms and Fort Recovery for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, for your corn marketing needs, call Cooper Farms and Fort Recovery at 800-637-7161. And don't forget, Cooper Farms has a lot of great job opportunities throughout their very massive company. Just go to cooperfarms.com/careers. That's cooperfarms.com/careers to investigate those job opportunities. We'll return with that fourth quarter in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Medicare Part D open enrollment is going on now, so it is time to review your Medicare prescription coverage. Let Kalp Pharmacy help you review your Medicare Part D options today. We will look at your list of medications and help you find a plan that is cost-effective and convenient for you. So schedule your Medicare Part D appointment by calling Kalp Pharmacy at 419-375-2092 today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Okay, here we go with the fourth and final quarter. We need to make up 6 points. St. Mary's has the ball to start the quarter. Latre Williams with it. He'll pass over on the right side. And underneath, Jared Davis up and in. Got a pass from Parks, the big guy. And Jaden Davis, I should say. Jaden Davis scores the basket. And it's now an 8-point lead, 41-33. That equals the biggest deficit of the night. Regan Martin with the basketball out front. Underneath to Cale Rammel, who was wide open. Give Regan the assist and Cale Rammel the easy basket. Cale now has 8 points on the night. St. Mary's with the ball. There's Jaden Davis firing a three-point shot. No good. Rebound Brian Benn. Gives to Derek Judy. Judy down to Regan Martin. Martin on the left. Back outside to Derek Judy. Back to Regan. Regan drives baseline. Goes over in the corner to Cale Rammel. He hits another three. Cale Rammel open and gets it again. He is tough. 11 points for Cale Rammel now, and it's 41-38, back to a three-point game. So we trailed by eight a moment ago, but five straight points have cut that lead back to three. On the left side it goes, and there's a turnover. Parks, they passed to Parks, the big guy, and he lost the ball, and Brian Benn picked it up underneath to Gavin Toby. It's no good, but he is fouled in the act of shooting, and Gavin will go to the free throw line. This will be his first opportunity at the line tonight. Gavin has 2 points on the evening on a two-point basket. Come on, Gavin, cut that lead down to one. Let's get her done here. Eyes the basket, puts it up, and it is good. Got the first one. One more for Gavin Toby. We have IU football tomorrow. IU playing Maryland tomorrow. That'll be 11 o'clock pregame. 12 noon is the start of the game. And that free throw is no good. It's knocked out of bounds by St. Mary's, by Parks. So we will get it back. Chance for a three-point play here. Or maybe more. The lead is 2 points now, 41-39. Into Brian Benn. Boy, he had to go way up to get that one. Ben trying to work his way against Parks. Passes out to Owen Judy. Now to Derek Judy. Derek at the top of the key, dribbling the ball, looking for a teammate. Goes to Owen Judy on the right. Owen back to Derek Judy. Derek goes to the hole, puts it up, and no good. Rebound Brian Ben, and a foul is going to be called on St. Mary's. That's going to be whistled on Brandon Bowers. Ball will go out of bounds to the Indians, not in the 1-1 yet. That is only the fourth foul on St. Mary's. Derek Judy will toss it in here. Indians down by two, a chance to tie it up here. We trailed by eight just a moment ago. Inbounds pass to Gavin Toby over on the left side to Owen Judy. Judy dribbles out top, and he threw it away. Not quite. St. Mary's couldn't come up with it. They knocked it away, but they couldn't come up with it, so they touched it last, so we still get the ball. Cale Rammel standing right in front of the Fort Recovery bench. Indians coached by Jim Melton. Inbounds pass to Owen Judy. Now it goes to Derek Judy. That was a little scary, but we got it done. Derek Judy looking, goes to Gavin Toby, right side to Cale Rammel. Rammel lobs it in to Brian Benn. Benn goes around, can't get it up over the top of Parks, and St. Mary's comes up with the rebound. Rough Riders leading by two with the ball, stolen away by Derek Judy. Judy will dribble it up across the timeline. He comes racing down, feeds on the left to Owen Judy. Oh, it doesn't go. Rebound comes to Parks, Austin Parks, the Big Ten kid. Over to Latre Williams. St. Mary's leads by two with the basketball. 5:14 to go in the game. It's 41-39. Stolen by Owen Judy. Owen gives it over to Derek Judy. Judy comes down across the timeline, top of the key. Looks for a teammate. And he goes over to Owen Judy on the right side. Owen way outside, back to Derek. Coach Jim Melton shouting some instructions. Indians setting up their play. Here's Cale Rammel. No shot there. Back to Derek Judy. Back to Cale. He's open from three, and he can't get that one to go down. Rebound comes down to Sullivan for St. Mary's. Now a timeout's called by the Rough Riders. Timeout, Rough Riders. They lead by two, 41-39. We're in the fourth quarter with 4:38 to go in the game.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fors Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians. Fors Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Fors Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian basketball team. Fors Welding.
Now, this Indian lineup is a tall group of kids, I tell you. Got Cale Rammel at 6'5", Brian Benn at 6'6", 6'4", for Clay Smits, Dylan Evers and Caleb Evers. 6'3", for Owen Judy, 6'2", for Derek Judy, and the little guy is Regan Martin at 6'1". That's a heck of a lineup. I don't think you'll find a taller lineup than that in Fort Recovery boys basketball history. I don't believe. I think that's as tall as I've seen as all the years I've done games. Left side it goes to Sullivan for St. Mary's. Into Parks. He'll feed back out top to Davis. Now it goes to Sullivan again. Braden Sullivan right side to Latrey Williams. Sullivan top of the key. Back to Williams on the right. Fires a three. Does not go. Rebound knocked away by Gavin Toby, but Latrey Williams comes up with it in the backcourt. Fort Recovery in a zone defense here. Left side it goes. Ball's tipped by Derek Judy, but St. Mary's got it back. Here's a shot from the outside by Jaden Davis, and he scores. I think they gave him a three on that, I hate to say. Yep, they gave him a three. 44-39. Indians down by 5 points. Here's Gavin Toby back outside to Derek Judy. Cale Rammel fakes the shot. Passes back outside to Derek Judy into Brian Benn. Goes to the hole. Missed it. Rebound Gavin Toby. It's up and in by Gavin Toby with his fifth point of the evening. Makes it now. Indians down by three. 44-41. 3:10 to go in the game. I said it looked like we were going to be in the 50s for this game. I don't know if we're going to get to the 50s or not. Latrey Williams with the ball. Back over it goes to Jaden Davis. St. Mary's with it, leading by three. And there's traveling on Sullivan. That's the second time he's been called for traveling, and he's going to come out of the game as Gavin Reineke is going to come back in for the Rough Riders. 44-41, Indians have the ball, down by three with 2:55 to go in this game. Come on, Indians, just pull this baby out. Derek Judy comes down, and Indians are going to call a timeout. Timeout, Fort Recovery. 44-41, Fort Recovery, down by three. We'll return in just a moment. Again, 2:48 to go in the game.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Now, there's only three varsity games next week. One by the boys, two by the girls. We'll have all three on the radio for you. Thursday night, the Indians, the Lady Indians, are at New Bremen. The Friday, the boys are at Monroe Central over in Indiana, which is in Randolph County down around the Winchester area. And then Saturday, the Fort Recovery girls will be taking on Jay County on Senior Day. There's Regan Martin scoring on a layup. Went to the hole. That gives Regan now a total on the evening of, well, that's his first basket. And there is a turnover on St. Mary's. So Fort Recovery gets the ball back. Down by one, a chance to take the lead. 2:14 to go in this contest. Derek Judy back on the outside. Coach Melton setting up the play here for the Indians. Judy out top over to Regan Martin. There's Owen Judy back out top to Derek Judy. Underneath to Clay Smith. Blocked in there by St. Mary's Brandon Bowers. And St. Mary's comes up with the ball. Missed another chance to take the lead. Here's a three-point shot. No good. Rebound. Parks knocked away. And a foul is going to be called on Clay Smith. And he just fouled out of the game. Clay Smith has fouled out. We'll be back in just a moment.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, Clay Smith becomes the first Indian to foul out. Owen Judy is kind of in danger with four personal fouls. He's hanging in there, though. He's in the lineup. Here's Austin Parks, the 6'10 kid who was fouled by Clay Smith, and he hits the first free throw. He missed both of them the last time, and wouldn't you know it, he hits this one. That makes it a two-point game at 45-43. Still a lot of time left in this game, a minute 42 to go. St. Mary's in the lead here by two. Parks dribbles the ball, lets it fly, and it's no good this time. Rebound chased down by, who are they going to give it to? They're going to say it went off St. Mary's. So Fort Recovery will get the basketball. Rob Weaver here. Lindsey Green's our studio producer back at the radio station in Portland. And Neil Spencer here at the game site. Engineer for FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. Glad to have you listening in, whether you're listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com or on WPGW. Here's a pass to Kale Rammel. Fires it up. Got it. Kale Rammel, a big basket to tie the game. Way to go, Kale. He liked that one. That gives him 13 points on the night. St. Mary's with the ball. We have a tie game with a minute 11 to go. What's their strategy going to be? Here's Latre Williams dribbling, going in, lays it up, and scores. Latre Williams scoring. That gives him a total of 10 points on the evening now. Derek Judy with the ball. Indians down by two, 47-45. Down to 45 seconds. Derek Judy will pass back to Owen Judy. Owen on the left side to Regan Martin. Down on the left corner to Derek Judy. Over in the corner to Owen Judy. It's stolen away by Latre Williams. St. Mary's with the ball. Down they come. It's up and no good. Almost went in, and the foul's on Fort Recovery. Wow, that ball was all the way down in and out. Kale Rammel picked up the foul for Fort Recovery. Indians are down by only two here, and at the free throw line goes Jaden Davis. He is 2 for 2 at the line so far tonight. Bounces the ball, spins it, bounces it again, puts it up, and got it. One more for Jaden Davis. Three-point lead now, 48-45, 26.7 seconds to go. This is up and good again. Timeout is called. Score is now 49-45. Jaden Davis with 18 points now. We'll be back in a moment. Only 26.7 seconds to go. Indians kind of with their back to the wall here, trailing by 4 points.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Well, the score 49-45, a 4-point lead for St. Mary's. Fort Recovery with the ball. Need to come down and score quickly, one way or another. And then we'll try to make the best of it with whatever time might be left after that. Coach Melton is very structured in these kind of situations, so I'm sure he's got his play that he wants these Indians to run right now. Owen Judy passes into Derek Judy across the timeline. Derek Judy out front. He's the point guard. Has the ball tipped away and stolen by St. Mary's, and that's probably going to do it. And there is a dunkaroo, and it's a 6-point lead. Scoring on the play was Brandon Bowers. Now there's a foul called on St. Mary's. No, it's just knocked out of bounds. Fort Recovery will have the ball, but only 8 seconds are left. It's a 6-point game. Derek Judy into Regan Martin. Down the left side to Kale Rammel. He'll fire a three. It's no good. Rebound, St. Mary's. A foul's on Fort Recovery. This baby's in the bag for St. Mary's. 2.3 seconds to go. 51-45 is the score. Going to the line is going to be Latre Williams. Nice St. Mary's team. It would have been nice to come away with a win tonight, but it wasn't to be for the Indians. This is up and good by Latre. We lost here. The last game we played was right here on this floor. We lost by 2 points to Marion Local. This is up and good. He has 12 points on the night now. And that's the end of the game. The final score, 53 for St. Mary's and 45 for the Indians. That equals the largest lead of the game for St. Mary's. They led by that 8-point margin on three different occasions. We'll give you a wrap-up of the scoring right after we pause for this.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Well, looking at the final scoring, again, the quarter scores, Fort Recovery trailed at the first quarter 14-9. We did lead at one point, or a couple points there in that first quarter. We trailed at halftime only by two, 28-26. I don't think we ever had the lead in the second half. Trailed by six after three, 39-33. And the final score was 53-45. The game was tied at 45 all. And St. Mary's scored the last 8 points of the game to win by eight, 53-45. Leading the St. Mary's Rough Riders was Jaden Davis with 18 points, 12 points for Latre Williams, 11 points for Brandon Bowers, 9 for Austin Parks, their big 6'10 sophomore, and 3 points for Gavin Reineke. For the Indians, we were led in scoring tonight by Kale Rammel with 13. He had 3 3-point goals and 2 2-point goals for his 13 points. It was also 8 points for Owen Judy. He had 2 3-pointers and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. 8 points for Brian Benn on 3 2-pointers and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. 5 points for Gavin Toby. Gavin had two 2-point goals and one out of two at the line. 5 points for Derek Judy on two 2-point goals and one out of five at the free throw line. Chipping in with 2 points apiece was Clay Smiths on two out of four from the line. Dylan Evers had 2 points on a 2-point field goal. And Regan Martin had 2 points on a 2-point field goal. Total points of, again, for the Indians, 45. Once again, we were led by Cale Rammel with 13. 8 apiece for Owen Judy and Brian Benn. 5 points for Derek Judy and Gavin Toby. And 2 points apiece for Regan Martin, Clay Smiths, and Dylan Evers. In the junior varsity game, a very similar type game. We lost that one by only 1 point, 40-39. Fort Recovery trailed 13-9 at the first quarter, trailed by one at halftime, 20-19. We actually led after three, 32-31, but then St. Mary's outscored Fort Recovery 9-7 in the fourth quarter to win by one, 40-39. Fort Recovery was led in scoring by Caleb Evers, who had 8 points on 4 2-point goals. Reese Guggenbiller had 6 points on 2 3-point goals. Was Riggs Toby with 9 points on 3 3-point goals for Riggs. Landon Post had 7 on 2 2-point goals and a 3-pointer. Wyatt Grover had 6 points on a 3-point goal, a 2-point goal, and 1 out of 2 at the line. And 2 points for Troy Holman, 1 for Rex Leverett. So pretty balanced scoring, really, for both the junior varsity and the varsity. Just not enough of it tonight. Again, the next game is at Monroe Central, which is between Farmland and Parker City in Randolph County. And we'll be there to bring you the game on Friday night of next week. We invite you to tune in if you can't be there. Again, that should be on the air around 7:30 or so with the broadcasts. Again, the girls have 2 games next week. They are at New Bremen on Thursday with a big conference game. And then they will take on Jay County. That'll be at Fort Recovery on Saturday. 12 noon start time for the JV on Saturday with the varsity at 1:30. And it will be senior day for the Fort Recovery girls against Jay County next Saturday. That's it for us. Thanks to our studio producers, Neil Spencer at FortRecoveryRadio.com and Lindsey Green at WPGW. For our great sponsors, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody. Again, that final varsity score, St. Mary's beats the Indians 53-45.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW, AM and FM, Portland.